This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Yep, it's weaponized. A breaking news story about coronavirus first appeared on Zero Hedge, citing an Indian researcher, and we've covered this at Natural News as well, that it shows that there are HIV gene sequences that have been inserted into the circulating coronavirus genetic code. So this analysis by an Indian researcher has found all these HIV sequences that normally are not found in coronavirus strains. What it means is that everything we've been telling you this entire time, that this is a bioweapon that's engineered to be deployed as a way to exterminate humans, that is now absolutely true. And this is yet more evidence to prove it, and that the Wuhan Military Virology Center there, the BSL-4 laboratory, which is a dual-use laboratory, was in fact developing a military-grade bioweapon, and that that weapon was released, most likely accidentally released, in China. And remember that China, its other labs, have had at least 4 documented accidental releases of the SARS virus over the last 10 years or so. So we know that these labs don't have good quality control. We know that they accidentally release deadly biological, viral strains. And it looks like this is exactly what happened again. This means that the seafood market explanation is, of course, a cover story. And interestingly, at the same time that Zero Hedge rolled out this major breaking article, Twitter banned the Zero Hedge account for violating community guidelines. So, welcome to the club, Zero Hedge. I've been banned by Twitter for a long time. In fact, banned on every major platform. In fact, there was a major sabotage, cyber warfare, lawfare attack against Natural News just as news about this coronavirus was breaking, indicating that there is, in fact, a true conspiracy among tech giants to ban and deplatform all the independent journalism organizations that are reporting the truth about this biological weapon and how it is spreading around the world. I find it interesting, by the way, that the mainstream media is reporting today what Natural News was reporting 4 or 5 days ago, for which we were declared fake news. So if we're 5 days ahead of the mainstream media, then we are fake news, but somehow they are real news, even though we are ahead of the news. We're ahead of their news. We report the truth first, because we've got people in Asia, offices in Taiwan, people on the ground there. We've got translators who can read Mandarin Chinese. I speak Mandarin Chinese, but I can't read it, because I didn't bother to memorize the thousands of little characters. So I can't read it, but I can speak it. But we've got lots of people who can read it, and they are translating the articles. That's one of the reasons we're so far ahead of the media in our reports. And everything that we've been reported is citing published studies in The Lancet, in Nature, that science journal. We're citing Hong Kong University researchers. We're running the official Chinese government numbers in terms of infections and fatalities, even though we know their numbers are very low. We're citing the South China Morning Post and the Epoch Times, as well as using our own sources on the ground. So we aren't making up anything. We're citing all the news sources that are out there, that are in Asia, that are seeing what's happening, and the scientific studies of what's happening as well. The thing is, when it comes to this virus pandemic, you don't have to invent anything, because the real verified news is so alarming and potentially horrifying that, it just by itself, it's an eye-opener. You don't have to add anything to these stories. You just report what's published in The Lancet. And the latest article in The Lancet talks about a global outbreak in major cities across the world, probably uncontained. We should expect a second wave hitting other Chinese cities in the next 1 to 2 weeks, because that's the lag time behind the Wuhan outbreak. We're talking about stealth mode human-to-human transmission. One person infects an average of 2.68 other people, according to that particular study. It doubles every 6.2 days. China had hundreds of flights, hundreds of flight destinations to other cities around Asia and around the world, including London and Vancouver, Toronto, Boston, New York, Los Angeles, Miami, and so on. I mean, you don't have to fabricate anything to add to this news. This is straight out of the science journals. That's what's shocking about all of this. And now we've got scientists who are telling us that there are HIV gene sequences that were inserted into this coronavirus. Again, that's proof that this is a bioweapon. Now, of course, the official version of all this is, no, it's not a biological weapon. There are no biological weapons. Really? Are you kidding me? Every major nation in the world not only works on biological weapons, has freezers full of them. Bioweapons are one of the weapons, just like China has nuclear weapons and radiological weapons. You think they don't have biological weapons? Are you kidding me? How could you be so stupid to believe that? How could anybody be so stupid? Of course they have biological weapons, just like the United States does. And the fact that the tech giants and the mainstream media are calling that fake news just shows you how dishonest they are. I mean, they say Russia stole the election and there are no such things as bioweapons. Okay, whatever. You want to believe that crap, then you're a fool. Of course there are bioweapons. And this bioweapon got loose in China's own backyard. And China is going to pay a massive economic price for this, as well as just human dead. China's expecting 1 to 2 million deaths. I can tell you that right now. 1 to 2 million deaths from this virus, and they're going to suffer an economic implosion that's so severe it could threaten the continuity of government, the COG, in China itself. The communist regime is concerned that they will not survive this if it's bad enough. That's why they are panicking and locking down 56 million people in quarantine. That's why they've made a triage decision to save 11 cities and sacrifice the rest. They've already made that decision. I reported on that at Natural News. That's cited right from a source that spoke to the Epoch Times, by the way, and a major well-known independent journalist in Hong Kong that has contacts in the Communist Party. They already made the triage decision. They're going to sacrifice the rest of the country to save 11 major cities. Now, when you understand that that's real, that that's not fiction, when you understand that there are going to be millions of people infected in China and maybe a couple of million dead, when you understand that this is spreading to other countries in an uncontrolled manner and that it spreads during the symptomless incubation period, and now that it's engineered with HIV viral fragments, you know, DNA fragments, to weaponize this and make it more deadly and make it spread more easily. When you finally grasp the reality of what's happening here, then you might have a chance to navigate it and survive it. But if you keep watching the fake news that's downplaying this, then you're a fool and you might be killed by your foolishness, frankly. And the mainstream media, they are complicit in the deaths of people because they're burying the truth about this. They are downplaying it so that people don't get prepared and don't understand the truth. And the tech giants, they are complicit because they've banned all the channels that have the best information, the most up-to-date, the most accurate numbers, projections, analysis, like us, Natural News, as well as Zero Hedge and InfoWars and others. The reason we're banned is because we are accurate, because we tell the truth. And we cannot be controlled by some official narrative. That's why we're banned. So keep reading Natural News if you want the honest truth about this, if you want the best analysis. And keep listening to my podcast on Brighteon.com. You're going to get information that you won't find in any mainstream media outlet or on Facebook or Twitter or Google or anywhere, because we've been banned at all those places. So stay alert. Stay informed. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also, glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.